What is your one non-negotiable expectation for friendship? I posed this question on my Instagram recently, and so many answers came through, and they were so interesting. There were some themes that emerged, like I should be able to be myself, and trust, and we should be able to share our successes and root for each other. Those were like the top three themes. There were a couple women who said other things that I just loved. Lulu underscore on point said, somebody who asks, how can I help? So Maria Vander Six says, somebody who can call me out on my stuff. Jen Rose underscore Wilson said, I don't always have to initiate. Cancer Scorpio Aqua Babe said, emotional intelligence. And Jen M. Blank says, I don't want to have to ask for help. You should just see it and pitch in. I mean, there were boatloads of more responses, but these were just some of the ones that really stuck out to me. One woman wrote in, you need to respond to my texts. And another woman wrote in, somebody who I don't have to always respond to their texts. So we won't match them together as friends. I just thought it was interesting. And it also showed the range of expectations that we all have of our female friendships. Today, I'm going to unpack three common expectations that are actually getting in the way of us experiencing more meaningful friendships. You're tuned in to Give It a Rest, the podcast where we're giving tough love truths for the sisterhood. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, certified friendship expert and author of the book, Give It a Rest, The Case for Tough Love Friendships. And when it comes to misunderstandings and complications within our female friendships, I am here to help you through it. So the first expectation that you have that is probably costing you friendships is believing that you shouldn't have to say your expectations aloud. So I'm going to start by putting this in a romantic context because for some reason the illustration lands better. But if you are dating somebody new, you guys are getting to know each other, your friends would be telling you, like, you got to let them know what you need. Like, you need to tell them up front, you know, like what your requirements are, your expectations are, what you're looking for. And we'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. Why is it that when we put this in a platonic space with another woman as a friend, we're like, I shouldn't have to say what I expect. She should just know if she's a friend. I shouldn't have to say it. Okay? We have bought into the idea of a romanticized relationship with other women who just quote unquote get us. And we don't have to voice what we need. We shouldn't have to speak up when we need help. That the makings of a real bond are intuitive connection. And does that sometimes happen? Yes. But to expect that to be the norm just will set you up for disappointment. You have to say the thing. So if you're thinking, well, how does that even work? It doesn't have to be a formal conversation. It doesn't have to be an application that you send out when you guys begin spending time together. Allow it to be natural. So when a situation naturally arises where a boundary is crossed or an expectation goes unmet, then you can say that. You can bring it up without being accusatory, without telling her to shape up, but instead sharing it and making it known so she's aware of what you need and therefore knows how to best love you. And then, honestly, she can decide if it's something she wants to maintain or if it's something she has the capacity for, okay? But you're going to have to express your expectations. You cannot expect them to be unspoken. That kind of takes us to point number two. Another reason you might be experiencing disappointment in your friendships is because you can't distinguish between a need and a preference. Is it super important to you that your friends text back quickly? Do you need that? You might. Or do you like the feeling of being heard, the knowing that they are available, that they're ready to help you? Is it okay if the ways that you connect look different from texting? Or for you, is that a must? Is it a must that she share your interest? Or would it just be really nice to have? I can't possibly unpack every situation, every expectation, and whether or not it's a need or a preference. Only you can do that. But I challenge you to get more granular so you can really put a face on this thing. What does be there for me mean? Does that mean they are readily available when you call? Does that mean when you talk, they're good listeners? Does being there for you mean taking your side and having your back in that way? So as formal and technical as it sounds, it might be nice for you to carve out some time to do this, sit down and think, okay, what are the things I need in a friendship? And then toy around with the idea of what it would look like to befriend someone who lacked any of those items. Would you feel like you're compromising, settling, missing out, degraded? Would you feel degraded, frustrated? Or would you happen to put together the perfect list of realistic expectations that are helpful to you and it can serve as a guideline in determining the right relationships for you? Just something I challenge you with. And I actually have something really big that I'm launching really soon, and we're going to do this exercise together, and it's going to be like really awesome and powerful, but more on that later. I hate to be that girl who's like, follow my Instagram, but follow my Instagram. It's going to be a really good time. Okay. The next way your expectations are costing you friends is a heavy one. Requesting what you can't provide. Is it fair for us to expect the things that we can't commit to ourselves? So let's walk through some examples. The first one, I want her to listen always without judgment. Yes, that feels nice. When she shares things with you, do you find yourself getting judgy? Okay, mom friends, when a girl is your friend who also has kids, reveals something about her parenting style and you're like, oh no, are you listening without judgment the same way you'd want her to be able to listen without a string of judgment for you? Can you do that too? Can you offer that? Okay. Maybe one request is, you know, I want somebody who can kind of be like an emotional rock in my life. That sounds nice. Can you do that? Do you have the emotional capacity right now that if somebody were to share their burdens with you, you'd be able to take that on at any time she requested and help walk a contract that you're drawing up for the friends that you want in your life? Could they copy that contract and give it right back to you and have you sign it? The final expectation or belief that you might have that's costing you meaningful friendships is this. You are putting your expectations of friendship on every woman in your life. So, is it possible to hold different degrees of those expectations for the different women in my life? Is it okay if the woman who is not necessarily emotionally intelligent, but is also super funny and has a son that my son loves to play with, you know, gets to be in my life in a certain capacity? And I'm not disappointed that she's not all the things to me. In Shasta Nelson's book, she's like, my Shiro, okay, in the friendship space, she has a line that I love. She says, sometimes we're secretly auditioning for best friends. And so we're walking around with that list of requirements in our heads. And if the woman we're looking at doesn't measure up, we're kind of like, ugh, meh, and kind of like going to the next one. But is it okay if she doesn't fulfill all of those little requirements? I also want to throw this out there, okay? I'm going to go here. Sometimes some of us, we wouldn't admit it, but we're looking for a savior in our friendships. And me personally, I already have one, okay? So let's say you have a friendship that's healthy and it's really positive and all those things. But if you don't hear from your friend and you guys regularly talk, but suddenly you don't hear from her, your day is kind of like devastated or like you're anxious or disappointed. Or do you have a friend in your life who's supposed to be keeping you accountable? Right? And as long as she checks in with you, you're good. She does her part, you do your part. But if she were to like withdraw and to not exist in your life anymore, does that mean you wouldn't be able to be accountable on your own? If there's anything that requires this person's presence in your life to be the best version of you or to feel understood or feel good about yourself, it makes me nervous. Because at that point, we're looking for a savior, somebody to rescue us. Okay. For me, my relationship with my creator helps me when I'm trying to understand myself and unpack my problems because he created me. Having Jesus in my life and learning his view on certain things is what helps me to navigate the complexities of this world. Having a relationship with God lets me know that I'm never alone, so that I'm not super disappointed and traumatized when the people who are my friends aren't able to answer the phone when I'm calling. I don't need them to always be there. I have somebody for that. Okay, so all I'm saying is if we put these expectations on the shoulders of the women that we meet, what does that mean for us when they go unmet? Do you expect your friendships to be a refuge, a release, always really fun? Is that what you expect a friendship in your life? Because if so, then when those friendships get difficult, are you one of those girls who runs away because that's not what you signed up for? What do you expect of friendship generally in your life? Examine what you expect friendship to add to your life. And realistically, it does give us so much. It sounds corny, but I feel like female friendship is such a gift that I could cry if I thought about it too long. I know, seriously. But I think the most beautiful thing in this world is another woman's love. The way we show up for each other, the way we understand each other, encourage each other, our gentleness. There's just nothing like that. It's beautiful. And my job is to make sure that your expectations are crafted in such a way that you don't miss out on that. Okay? So the lesson here is to kind of go through and really spend time intentionally thinking about, what do I expect of my friends? What do I expect of friendship? And do I need to adapt anything so I can really enjoy my relationships with other women more freely? Because I think once we do that, I mean, we're gold. Today's episode was helpful for you, I'd love for you to come tell me about it over on the Facebook group called the Give It a Rest Podcast After Party. You can also hear me run my mouth and give other unsolicited advice regarding your friendships on Instagram at Danielle Byer Jackson, formerly at Girl Give It a Rest. So now I have switched my handle and would love to see you over there. And as always, you can listen to more episodes and read some of our research-based articles over at giveitarestmovement.com. I can't wait to see you over there.